Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. The next day he saw Jesus coming towards him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples who heard him say this, they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Hello, I'm John. It's a good name, isn't it? Plenty of us around. In fact, there are so many, it's sometimes easy to get confused. It certainly confused everyone when my father decided to call me John. There weren't any other Johns in our family, you see. But I've never been what you might call ordinary. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not claiming to be exceptional, but my life isn't and hasn't been an ordinary one. My parents were convinced that they wouldn't have children. They were too old. And when my father found out that he was going to be my father, he was struck dumb. Only when he announced that my name was to be John did he finally begin to speak again. My mother tells me that I performed acrobatics in the womb, but only in response to a special presence. My father even went as far as telling people that I would be the prophet of the Most High, that I would go before the Lord to prepare his ways, giving people knowledge of salvation. And since leaving home, I haven't really followed the norms of society. I don't dress the way other people do. I wear a camel hair shirt. I don't eat the way most people do. And I have a habit of saying things to the political elite that they don't want to hear. Recently, I've also spent my time baptizing people. Now, I realize that baptizing people is a strange thing to do. It isn't an ordinary thing for a Jew to do. So let me explain. I baptize people with water as a sign of repentance. I can get quite worked up about the subject, and talking about the need for our sins to be forgiven. For someone like me to be doing this rather upsets the apple cart. I'm not supposed to be doing this, at least not as far as society is concerned. And symbolically washing people as a sign that they're repenting of their sins? Well, that's not the sort of thing that's going to make me many friends in the establishment. People seem to respond to me, though. I get a lot of people coming to me for baptism in the Jordan. The problem is, many of them think I'm someone that I'm not. I've had a few people ask me if I'm the Messiah, and I've had to be quite firm with them that I'm only the person who is preparing the way, pointing to the one who will save us. I'm sure you agree with me that it's important to help others to find and follow the right person. But it can be so difficult to make people understand that sometimes. It got a lot easier yesterday, though. As usual, I was at the River Jordan baptizing people. A large crowd had turned out. Only the day before, I'd had to explain again why I'm baptizing people and that I'm not the Messiah. And there I was with another crowd facing the same questions. Then I saw him. Walking towards me through the crowd was a man. It was Jesus. I'd waited for this. I'd been preparing for this, trying to prepare others for this. Now, finally, I was able to point not to a future event, but to here and now, to that man coming down the bank towards me. It's a lot easier to point to the one who will save us when he's actually there in front of you. So, I told everyone, here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I explained to them that my whole purpose had been to prepare for this moment. Some people might have thought I was being a bit dramatic. But when you know the truth, I think you have to speak it. Then Jesus came down into the water. He wanted to be baptized. I tried to say that he should be baptizing me, but he insisted on receiving baptism himself. So I immersed him in the waters of the Jordan, and as he came up out of that water, something wonderful happened. It was like the clouds parted, and the Holy Spirit came down visibly like a dove. It's hard to put into words, but it settled on him, on Jesus. And God told me that this was his son and that he would baptize with the Holy Spirit. That moment changed everything. I wasn't pointing forward to something anymore. I wasn't preparing the way anymore. I could point to the present, to that man. That was yesterday, a big day. And you might be forgiven for thinking that my job was done. I prepared the way. I pointed to the one who was coming after me, but had been before me. And now he was here. My task, over. And his, about to begin. But that's not the case. Today, my job, and that of everyone else who has seen him and known him, is to tell others about him. And that's exactly what I've just done. Two of my disciples were with me just now, and Jesus came walking past. I couldn't keep it to myself. This is wonderful news for us all. So I told them, look, here is the Lamb of God. And they went with him. They followed him. You might think that having two of my disciples leave me and follow Jesus was something to be sad about. But my tasks changed. And I don't need disciples. People need to follow the one that I've spent my life pointing to. And they need to help others follow him too. One of those disciples that went with Jesus then was Andrew. He was the son of another John. I told you there were lots of us. But I know that he's gone and told his brother Simon Peter all about Jesus. And that's as it should be. We've all got to tell people the truth about Jesus. It's not up to us to be Jesus, although I can vouch for the fact that he's definitely got some qualities worth imitating. It's up to us all to be, well, like me, I suppose, pointing others to the truth. Now, that's what John the Baptist might have said on the occasion we heard about in our gospel reading. He didn't know then what his fate was going to be. After all that happened to John and to Jesus, what would his words to us be now? Well, I think it might be something like this. I'm not saying it's easy to follow Jesus, to be one of his disciples, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't try. After all, I had my fair share of suffering at the hands of those who didn't like what I was saying, and Jesus had his suffering too. And I know you might sometimes have doubts, but that's okay. I'm not even going to pretend that I didn't sometimes have my doubts too. There was a point when I was in prison that I questioned whether I'd got it right. Oh, I knew I was supposed to be pointing to the arrival of the Messiah, but I did begin to wonder whether I'd pointed to the right man. But my doubts didn't last. And if you're truly a follower of Jesus, then yours won't either. We all have our doubts. It can be difficult to point people to Jesus. It can be dangerous to point people to Jesus. There are personal costs, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't do it. I made myself very unpopular with Herod, but he needed to be told that what he was doing was wrong. My words and actions, just as with all our words and actions, needed to point to the way, the truth, and the life. Your way of pointing to Jesus and preparing the way for him might look very different to my way, but that doesn't make it less important. Like I said before, there are lots of us Johns, but there's always room for more. Amen.